It's time now to present the fellas. I remember years ago on the Grand Ole Opry, I was raised in North Carolina, and we didn't have a lot of money. We had plenty to eat and plenty of clothes to wear, plenty of schools to go to. We didn't learn anything. But we didn't have a lot of money, and we had a radio, and we had to take the battery out of the car on Saturday night and play the radio in the house. And that was the only time we was allowed to play the radio, except when Gangbusters come on. We could hear them. So I used to listen to these quartets, and I had a little home recorder, not a tape recorder, but a disc recorder. And I'd try to get them, and sometimes the battery would get so weak it'd fade clean out and then come back in. I got all that, too, on the record. But I can hear the quartets now when fellas like Bill and Lester and Earl and those fellas and Birch Monroe. And then Don Reno came in. I've got some where he was leading the quartet. Mack Wiseman, Jimmy Martin, Jim Eames, Larry Richardson, and all those boys used to sing. Here's the man that actually started bluegrass music and started the quartet singing of this kind. The originals. The Bluegrass Boys Quartet, Bill Monroe from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you, Carlton Haney. Thank you and howdy, folks. It's really mighty nice to be here with you today. And to know all the bluegrass group for the time being here is going to be doing hymns for you. There's nothing like a good hymn on Sunday morning or Sunday. We have a quartet here lined up now on the left-hand side. Pete Rowan sang the lead. And then with the five-string back here is Lamar Greer. He does the baritone. And our manager out of New York City sings bass, Ralph Rensler. And I'm Bill Monroe. On this side over here with the little fiddle is a boy from New York City. His name is Gene Loewinger. And on the corner over there with the bass fiddle is my son, James Monroe. Let's give him a nice hand if you don't mind. Here's a number that Carl Butler brought down to Nashville, and me and him sung it a couple times on the Grand Ole Opry, and since then everybody down there, I reckon, sung this number. It's entitled, Somebody Touch Me.